We're all familiar with this passage because it's the first one in Lent, right? On Ash Wednesday we have this as advice to us about the various forms of religious observance that we're about to undertake. The principle behind all of this, I think, is the biblical understanding of the heart. See, our Lord is trying to move us back into our heart. He does this with those other sayings we've had about, you know, it's not enough not to murder. You can't hate your brother. Heart. You see, it's not enough not to commit adultery. You cannot look at a woman with lust. Heart. So all of this is bringing us to this place of heart. Heart is not merely the same as consciousness. It's the place of decision. It's a place where our whole being immediately relates to God. Now, it takes some time to find your heart. But it takes time with prayer. In other words, it's not only that we watch our motivation, which is certainly a good idea. It's deeper than that. You see, every one of these things, you see, let your almsgiving be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret, you see, or pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret, and so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden, and that your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. So it's the relationship between ourselves and the Father. And to be in that relationship and to cultivate that relationship, that's to come from your heart. It's not just a question of motivation, which is certainly important. The Lord is revealing to us the real depth of a human being and urging us to live there. That can't be done unless we cultivate an interior life. Now, this interior life is not the same as what the New Age people and the rest are trying to. They do understand the superficiality of so much of our life. Running around after money and acclaim and pleasure and security and who knows what. And so there they have devised all these methods to go deeper. The problem is they're trying to go deeper without the Father. And you can go deeper then, my gosh, you know, the way we're living on our fingertips all day, the latest in the news, the latest in sales, the latest in, you know, which is ridiculous. But you can't go deeper, really, unless you meet the Father. And so it's not a question of interiority in the spiritual sense cultivated by so many who are involved in the New Age and all those different movements. At least they get the idea that life is pretty silly if the biggest thing on our mind is the latest ball game or the latest stock return or the latest. But they try to go there without the Father. And that can be very dangerous. And of course, they discover God. No, they don't. As von Balthasar puts it so appositely, if we try that on our own, we do begin to discover our capacity for God. And we think that's God. No, it's the living God. The way Scripture always talks about the Father. The living God. So it's not that we trap God with our interior practices. It's that we open up our heart and worship Him. And He comes to us and guides us. He sees in secret. Well, how do we do this? Faith. Faith in the life that the Church has been given to pass on to us. And that's a life of prayer, a life of sacrifice. The kid, you see that. People are looking for a mystical experience in the jacuzzi. It's not going to happen there. You see, it's a different thing. It's this heart. Come from your heart. One of the signs that we're moving that way is that we can talk very honestly to the Father and say, you know, I really don't like that person. Can you help me with this? Instead of, I gotta like him, I gotta do it. You can't do it. But to learn to come from that place and move toward that place where we relate to the Father and obey Him. That's what these are all about, applied to the three basic actions of biblical religion. You pray, then you've been related to God. You fast, so that you are not pushed at the end of your fingertips with food, pleasure, movie. See, this culture is so, how many times have I said this, but this culture pulls us out from our heart. The music, the TV, the whatever, pulls us out from our heart. We can sit in our living room and watch them play soccer down there in South Africa. That's quite nice. But if that's all we do, the thing has done its job in Satan's mind. We never find our heart. The Father lives there. The Father speaks there. The Father sees there. So it's a question of learning from the Holy Spirit a certain amount of restraint and desire to please the Father, and a life of prayer. Time to reflect. Our Lord is telling us here, you see, now that He's come among us, now that one of us is God, there is a place in us opened up where we can relate immediately to the Father. Now, when this place opened up by the resurrection of Jesus is now available, when there is no access to the Father, or no memory of the Father, no idea that He even exists, that place becomes a place of agony rather than joy. It's open. It just makes us lonelier for the Father than we were before we had this capacity. And that's why you get so many teenage suicides, so much drug use. This place is open, but it's not filled by the Father. That's behind what our Lord is telling us. So seek the Father, seek His face, fight for tranquility, and keep your eyes fixed on the Father, and the Holy Spirit will guide you. Because when He is praying in us, Abba, and we are agreeing with Him, we are starting to enter the sanctuary of our hearts.